T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let the games begin. The foundation may be built on quicksand, and it might be a house of cards because COVID-19 has not gone away. But the National Women's Soccer League, the Challenge Cup, started today in Utah. All of the players in the North Carolina-Portland match taking a knee during the Star-Spangled Banner. But the Challenge Cup is underway. The MLS wants to start in mid-July. The NBA and the WNBA want to get going down in Florida in bubble cities. And Major League Baseball has come out with the announcement a few days ago. They are going to play 60 games, and spring training will start in a few days in the home ballparks of all the teams. The only one in play would be the Toronto Blue Jays. They could be in Canada or they could be down in St. Petersburg, Florida. That'll depend on some Canadian government decisions. Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Bob Nightingale, also with USA Today, and he's brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Pod Conference Podcast Series, available on radio.com/Dell. And Bob, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Entercom family.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, good to have you on, and obviously a lot to get into. You wrote today in USA Today about the challenge that Major League Baseball has faced on short notice of putting this 60-game season together. I've been calling it a sprint, not a marathon, just the opposite of what we usually say. But it's been a puzzle that's been the pieces have to fit just right, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Like you said, we'll see what happens. Brendan, get 60 games in. Nightmare for the owners would be you play a couple months, no postseason, about $800 million. That would be lost in no postseason in TV money. But, all teams will begin training on July 3rd and go from there, 3 weeks of spring training camp. Probably the Yankees and Dodgers will play on July 23rd. The Twins will play on July 24th.
And the Twins, of course, will play 40 games, Bob, within their own division, the American League Central, and 20 outside of their division, interleague play, if you will, against NL Central teams. So everything is regional. And one of the goals was to reduce travel, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's going to be a lot of times where you stay in the same city, the two-team city, stay there for a week instead of 3 days. So I would imagine when the Twins go to Chicago to play the White Sox, they're also playing the Cubs.
Yeah, they did that a couple of years ago. It was great if you were a fan. I went down and saw games in both venues. But at this point in time, fans are not part of the equation. And we kept hearing, Bob, the last few months, the owners saying, look, we lose a lot of revenue without fans in the ballpark. Is there any way you could get 5,000 to 10,000 people in these ballparks and make it work?
Well, I know the Texas governor, Eric was talking about that, and the Arizona governor. But, with the cases spiking like they are, I'm not sure it's going to be allowed. And I'm sure Major League Baseball will allow it. They may say, hey, don't even think about it, guys. Because right now, the families aren't even allowed to the stadiums. The ballparks, when you and I go to a ball game, we're only confined to the press box. We can't, go sit in the stands and watch the game. I'm not sure how that'll work. I have my doubts whether we'll ever have fans, at least during the regular season.
And I saw this headline today in the Dallas Morning News. Multiple Texas Rangers employees test positive for COVID-19. Others reportedly terrified to work at Globe Life Field, which is the new ballpark in Arlington. That's certainly not the kind of headline MLB wants to see as they get ready to start spring training 2.0.
No, not at all. I mean, even on Tuesday night, Eric Millman, MLB, says, okay, we're going. We got the approval from the union. We're going to start. And within 10 minutes, we hear the news that Charlie Blackman and a couple of his teammates with the Rockies tested positive. They're sitting on Coors Field for the week. So this is going to be a very fluid situation. If there's an outbreak in someone's camp or stadium, they may have to play somewhere else. The Twins, I think the Twins' alternate spot is going to be, right there in St. Paul, but very close. So, yeah, we're going to need some guys from the taxi squad.
Yeah, and when you say alternate spot, I assume you mean CHS Field, the home of the St. Paul Saints, because you're not worried about capacity with no fans, and that's got major league dimensions.
Yeah, it's just strictly to for those guys to stay sharp. So it's football, like taxi squad. So you start the season with 30 guys, then after 2 weeks goes to 28, then 2 weeks later goes to 26. But you're allowed to have 60 players in all. And so if they have a rash of guys test positive or just regular injuries, you pluck guys from there. But so those taxi squads will consist of minor leaguers, but a lot of guys, guys who are ready to step in, and other guys who aren't going to play this year, but yet they don't want to lose a year of development from them.
Bob Nightingale, our guest here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. He's a radio.com sports MLB insider for Intercom. Of course, an outstanding columnist for USA Today. And Bob, 60 games is roughly, a third of a regular MLB season. It's slightly more. So these games will have more meaning. I mean, I saw today where if a win this year will be the same as winning 2.5 in a 162-game regular season. And obviously, if you lose a lot of games, that's going to stack up fast, too. So it's incumbent on getting out of the gate quickly if you want to make a playoff run, isn't it?
No, you're absolutely right, Eric. I mean, precisely every game is worth 2.7. So it's always going to feel like an NFL season. You win or lose a game, it's going to have that kind of impact. We used to always hear forever, hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Hey, it's a sprint from the get-go. You have a bad 7 weeks, 7 days or 10 days, you could be in real, real trouble. If you have a good 10 days, hey, you may be in the postseason. The Pittsburgh Pirates last year finished 22 games out, but at the All-Star break, they're only half a game behind the St. Louis Cardinals, who won the division. Washington Nationals were 19-31 after 50, so they would have been dead and buried. So, yeah, we're going to have some surprises this year for sure, and we're going to have some good teams get left out. The Minnesota Twins were a heavy, heavy favorite to win the AL Central. They're still the favorite, but not the heavy, heavy favorite.
Yeah, some people are saying that 32 wins might be enough to punch a playoff ticket as, say, a wild card team. That means you'd be 32-28. So it is going to be an uncharted frontier, so to speak. Universal DH, runner at second base to start extra innings, expanded roster size. What's it going to all look like, Bob?
Yeah, it's going to be very different. Don't forget the three-batter minimum rule, too. I don't think they should still do that, but they are. So some of these pitchers aren't ready. So, and the Twins bring in a guy in the seventh inning, bases loaded. If he's wild, nothing you do about it. Walk, home run, or whatever. It's going to be the strategy for managers will be in play much more than ever before. And, like you said, Eric, whoever wins the World Series this year, that's going to be memorable. I mean, people say, well, yeah. Astros, not really. People can say, I remember that year. I remember where I was and everything else. So I think the 2020 World Series champion will be remembered more than just about any other year.
And there's a chance, Bob, that we're going to like the way this 60-game season looks. And I know that MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is, he's trying to put his fingerprints on the game. There are lots of things he'd like to do. He talks all the time about pace of play. You know, I'm sure they're going to go back to 162 because they want those home games and the guaranteed gate. But there's more meaning, as you said. This has an NFL-like feel to it.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, yeah, baseball didn't want to go to 154. You know, when I remember when Bud Feeling used to always joke, say, hey, ask owners, hey, who wants to go to 154? Nobody raised their hand. The players don't want to give up those 8 games, neither do the owners. So we'll go back to 162. But this will be exciting. I mean, every team has a chance. You know, I don't care if you're the Detroit Tigers or Pittsburgh Pirates or Miami Marlins. In a 60-game schedule, hey, everybody can get hot. So you just never know. And it's going to be very interesting in what teams get left out. Remember a couple of years ago, the Dodgers got up to a dreadful start talking about, you know, maybe they start unloading guys. They went to the World Series, but in a 60-game schedule, you know, they would have been done.
All right, final thought for Bob Nightingale. Now, who will be in that World Series? And will this all happen? Or do you think COVID-19, the invisible virus that knows no boundaries, will submarine all of this?
Yeah, I mean, right now COVID-19 is, you know throwing a perfect game. So we'll see what happens. I mean, keeping their fingers crossed and prayers and everything else and then get through a season. My original pick, Eric, was going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Oakland A's. It's a rematch of 88. But we'll see. And the Dodgers were a heavy, heavy favorite. Now not so much because anything can happen. Oakland A's always get off the slow start. If they get a slow start again, they're done. So who knows? I mean, it could be the Twins year. You know, you just never know. That's what I think will be much more exciting because every game means so much. And anything can happen.
All right, Bob, always great to share the airwaves with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
All right, Bob Nightingale from USA Today, also a Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Pod Conference podcast series, available on Radio.com/Dell. This is News Talk 830 WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.